Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that great Let's Talk Hookup app. Great job for Adam. Always doing such a good job keeping us in shape with that Let's Talk Hookup app. And, man, we're just having a great time in here. This has been such a cool show, mix of history and fun. I'm learning a tremendous amount about a company that I already loved and just so much more appreciation for Hobie. And I just didn't know the history like I did today. And I'm really, really enjoying this. Lots of fun having both Ron and Mark Johnson in here from Hobie. It's been a really cool show, Corey.
Pretty darn soulful, Rick, yeah. Right? Having Mark Johnson in here and hearing all the history and just all the background and cool stuff from the 50s and beyond and all the innovations and stuff that come with it, too. And if you want to be a part of the show, 213-432-1090. That's your chance right now on the phones. 213-432-1090.
And let me just say, a really good time to call, too. We've had a very busy phone morning this morning. We were packed up full before we got started, but we did have a call drop off during the break. So we have an open line right now if you want to get through. Again, 213-432-1090.
Or you can text us via the app, and we're giving away a couple cool books today. Well, one book to two different people, and it's one lucky caller, one lucky texter is each getting the coffee table book. I mean, that is a badass book.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to get home and read that. And the pictures of John Freed in there, man.
How funny was that?
Yeah, right? With the skate world right there. And just
pre skateboard helmets, he wore like a baseball helmet.
I know. There's so many cool photos and the story of Mr. Hobie and all the innovation from the 50s and 60s. And like Mark Johnson said, it was all documented, you know, thankfully, right? How did they know it was going to be today?
A phenomenal American story.
It's
Americana to the core.
It's pretty darn amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we've got a lot of show coming your way, including the catch reports. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Want to remind you, summer's here and the gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get their low, low gas prices and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus have 12 diesel pumps. If you got a diesel boat, it is a no-brainer. Also, you get 100 pounds of free ice. You can say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always those lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena Summit Gasoline. That is a no-doubter. Hey, let's go find out what's biting ahead on up. Our private boater buddy and FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Morning, Ricky and Corey, Ron, Mark. Great show. It's a lot of fun stuff.
This has been a fun one.
Guys there. But, hey, guys, so another week of good offshore fishing. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of it was set against that midweek tropical weather, made for some interesting conditions for sure. But glad that's all blown out of here. But so starting with the islands, no reports at all from Nick. This week, a few from SBI, those big yellows are still biting up there. That area around the northeast 10 has been pretty good. And then over at Catalina, just standard summertime fishing, 3Bs with a sprinkle of yellows, but with one notable standout catch that I'll save for at the end of the report for the exotic of the week here. At San Clemente Island, not too much pressure there. Everybody's just fishing the tuna fish around the island and offshore from there. But for the guys that were there, pretty good fishing for these kind of school-sized yellows on the front side middle like that. And then some of that bigger grade has been hanging on the structure spots, both on the Pyramid Head side of Pyramid Cove and on the China Point side. There's been some really nice ones and there are big ones. And then along the coast here, featuring the famous Horseshoe Kelp in the Huntington Flats area, I got to tell you, it's been some of the best bass fishing we have had in many years. And guys, let me tell you, when We're coming in late Monday afternoon from the outside, and we're going over the east end of the Horseshoe. And I'm looking at this warm, clean water, nice downhill current, gentle breeze, birds everywhere, bait schools. Absolutely perfect conditions for sitting on the anchor fishing calico bass, fly line, and sardines. You get a chance to fish those bass in the afternoon when you get some decent conditions. It's been really, really good calico bass fishing. Best in years. Nice to see them things coming back. And then offshore, there's an awful lot of tuna fish around. The fish dope plane was up yesterday looking around. And earlier in the week, that volume had pushed in much closer to the west end of Catalina. And then it's been backing off ever since. And now if you kind of drew a triangle from the 499 out to the 711 and then in toward the west end of Clemente, that triangle there, this is where the bulk of the fish is right at the moment. And it's been really good fishing in there. You know, yesterday was a little slower, but, you know, that's bluefin. They bite for a while and they quit for a while. But tonnage of fish there, nighttime jig fish. Daytime long drift fly line fishing, sinker rig fishing there. It's been pretty fun. There's another area of fish scattered inside Catalina, bluefin and yellowfin mixed there inside the island. Kind of most of it's from the middle of the island, like outside Long Point down towards the east end, and also in that area above there a little bit more isthmus up toward that 286 sector. There's been quite a bit of marlin showing up, so it's looking like we're going to have an interesting marlin season. And then for exotic of the week report, this was fun. Yeah, after work last Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was, I walked down by the marina, and I was just visiting with the guys there, and I ran into some of my customers, and they were telling me about the calico bass they caught over the island, and they had a couple of yellows. And then he goes, here, and I don't know what this is. So they had some pictures. And they're showing me pictures or something. It took me a second to figure it out because it was big and it was gray and it didn't look like anything I'd normally seen. They walloped the fine scale triggerfish. They had a regulation bite on triggerfish up toward
really?
The west end of Catalina. Big ones.
Little
yeah.
Trip.
Yeah. You don't see that very often around here, but I saw pictures. They weren't kidding. So.
Yeah.
That's our exotic of the week.
Well, it's August, man. It's always happening. Certainly some great info and some good fishing, Mark. If somebody wants to keep in touch with the hot trigger bite or any of the great stuff you got going on at Pacific Edge, where the bluefin are biting, where the calico bass is at, and also the best bait tanks on the market, how do we find you, Mark?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Sheridan station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it is good fishing, guys. There is so much fish around, warm, clean water, bite fish, nice weather. I think it's time to go fishing.
Yeah, right? You got me fired up, buddy. Look.
You had me at calico. Huh?
Yeah.
I know it, bud.
Mark, always appreciate it.
It was, you know, when we were coming in the other day, I mean, it was just perfect conditions for afternoon bite. And I used to love when I had a boat right there in the marina. I'd just take afternoons off when the wind wasn't blowing too hard and go out there and get a swing of sardines and anchor up on some of them outside spots at 15 to 18 fathoms that don't get fished very much and fly line sardines that just wallop them big bass. Letting them all go, of course.
It sounds magical,
awesome.
Mark.
Mark, great job, buddy. Appreciate that very much. If you like hearing great reports like that and you want to be a part of fishdope.com, you can save $20 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And there's some solid fishing happening.
There right is. Now. And I can't wait to hear the Cedros Island report from Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey guys, good morning. Epic triggerfish bite, huh? Wow. I have to tell you, I have never had it, but I have plenty of customers that tell me that triggerfish makes a fabulous ceviche. So,
well,
a heads up there.
I have a good reason why, Rosie, and that's because it's not good for anything else.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Too funny. Well, for us, you know, it looks like a little bit of the tide has changed. So early in the season, all we were talking about was this epic halibut fight. I mean, everybody was getting halibut.
Yeah, crazy this year.
And not only that, but sizable halibut. Well, the tide has turned. Now, it's the month of white sea bass. And the white sea bass are going off. And what's crazy is they're biting on anything. You know, usually everyone's like, okay, what are, they're so finicky and picky. It's like, okay, what are they biting on? Well, right now it's literally anything from jerk baits to swim baits to dropper loop to, as you heard last week, surface iron. So they're just hopping on board and coming on over. And yesterday we had one in Tonga that literally, once they got past getting down a little bit past the Barracuda, they got 5 white sea bass on board. Jeez. anywhere from 22 pounds. And our friend Michelle got the largest at 42 pounds.
Man,
so cool, just
Rosie.
Yeah, it is just so amazing, and it just blows my mind. Just, you know, if you want them, all you got to do is go out there and try to get them.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So,
I couldn't believe when I was there a month ago, Rosie, the amount of barracuda and bonito, like the amount of life to go along with the yellowtail and the halibut and everything else. I mean, there's just so much life around that island, and the amount of sardine, the amount of sardine we saw was just intense. Like, there's enough food to accommodate everybody, you know?
And that's just the thing. I mean, you guys all know there's this biosphere closure there, and I think the biggest thing regarding this biosphere closure is that the bait seiners are no longer allowed to come in and scoop up all the bait. So, you know, where there's bait, there's fish. So, you know, these fish have no reason to really leave if they're just getting their fill there. I'm going to have to try to find someone sent me a picture this week of a barracuda, and I am not kidding. It's got to be at least 3 feet long, if not longer.
Crazy.
And it is just a big barracuda. But, you know, sometimes they kind of get in the way. So we'd like to kind of, you know, get down and get something else before the barracuda catch onto our bait. So
absolutely. Not too many people get fired up about barracuda, but it's the food chain and everything that comes with it that...
That's right.
I get excited when I hear about barracuda, seriously. I mean, it's one of those things that comes with the food chain that I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So we still have a few spots open this year, so if anyone's interested, give me a buzz at 619-772-7570. Check out the website first, see those openings at sadrosportfishing.com, and give me a buzz. We still, literally, if anyone wants to jump on our trip, we leave on Monday. Never know.
Well, I want to go.
Right?
Yeah, I want to go. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Rosie, a great job as always. You always make it so fun. Cedro Sport Fishing, our favorite spot. One more time, give us a number if somebody wants to join you.
All right, give me a buzz. 619-772-7570. Have a great day, guys.
You're the best. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that much.
All the way from our favorite island, Cedros, all the way back up to Quivira Basin, and Marcos at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're having a lot of fun here this morning, talking Hobie and talking some great fishing, and I can't imagine it wasn't another fantastic week of fishing there at Seaforth.
Definitely some good fishing mixed in there. A little bit of a shift there for the last few days, but overall still very good. Those half-day trips, very good calico bass fishing still, you know, and definitely double-check those counts because you may see 35 calico bass and, you know, caught, and you might see 150 released with that. So it's not just, you know, catching 10, 15. They're hooking and fighting tons and tons of calico bass there. Great rock fishing. Actually saw a white sea bass sneak into the count there on the twilight trip Thursday evening.
Nice.
Some yellowtail on the half day there. So very good, you know, kind of that classic summertime half day fishing. A little mix of everything in there. And haven't seen that barracuda. Sorry, Clark, I take that back down. Thursday did see some barracuda on the half day. So even that's in the mix there. Some very good fishing. Full day, definitely a little shift there. A little tougher offshore the last few days. A little bit of Dorado and yellowtail, but definitely some tough fishing. The San Diego had a couple charters down to the islands, and they did. Yesterday they had 41 yellowtail to go with 80 barracuda, 11 calico bass, and 76 rock fishing. So definitely some good fishing at the islands there. he's actually making a little bit of shift, and next week, Tuesday through Friday, he's going to be doing some exploratory trips down to the island and see how that goes. The Sea Watch will keep fishing offshore for those days there. Like I said, mix of Dorado, Yellowtail, hopefully we get back in the Bluefin. But definitely a little bit of shift there, but I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with 41 Yellowtail, 80 Barracuda, and some bass fishing and rock fishing in the mix there, so very good there. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's kind of your classic, what we all think of when you think of the islands. I mean, but again, back when we all started, you know, 41 Yellowtail on the full day would have been a spectacular trip, and that's kind of our fallback now. So,
yeah,
very good fishing. Yeah, right? Yeah, so definitely check that out. And like I said, if you have a passport, the San Diego has some spots open on those full day trips fishing the islands next week. Not a lot on all those days, so definitely if you're going to go, don't wait too long on those and give that a go. And we'll see how it goes after that. If that fishing stays great and it stays tough offshore, maybe we'll make that switch. Maybe that offshore fishing will pick back up. So, you know, can't really get too upset with Dorado and Yellowtail on those offshore trips. So hopefully that gets going again. Those overnight trips, still catching those bluefin, and there's definitely some more big fish in the mix there. You know, we were seeing those school-sized fish for a while there. But, yes, they attribute 15 to 110-pound fish, 16 of them. Day before that, they had 30 to 180 pounds. So definitely a nice range of fish there and some big fish in the mix. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got all the schedules up there, the half days, including that twilight trip, which has been very good this year. Very, very good twilight fishing. So don't skip that one if you have a chance to go in the evening there. Maybe go after work. You can't necessarily get out during the day. The twilight is no slash of a trip right now. Those full day trips, the San Diego fishing islands, and next week, Sea Watch fishing offshore. Again, if you're fishing islands, that passport is required. So remember that when you're making those reservations there. And then those overnight trips. Yeah. One day is day and a half. I mean, you still got a lot of options here, even if it's not, you know, quite as good on those full day, you know, offshore trips. We knew that wasn't going to be a 100% hit rate. Still very good fishing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Marcos. And I just wanted to reiterate what you said about those twilight trips. You know, I grew up doing that with Dad. It was hot in East County, and I'd get off of school, and he'd get off of work, and you'd run down to the boat and enjoy a really nice evening and some good calico bass fishing right now. And it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just my favorite part of growing up with Dad was fishing on the twilight trips out of Seaforth. And, man, certainly some great fishing to be had across all the boats all week. And with another nice stretch of weather in front of us, I can't imagine we're not going to have more of the same. Marcos, somebody wants to come fishing any of the great trips, one more time, how do we find you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for all of those trips, half day, full day, overnight, longer ones. And, yeah, like you said, that twilight, that's a good example of what I was talking about earlier there. Only kept 15 calico, but they released 100, so very good trip there.
A lot of fun.
You're busy all night long.
Yeah.
And who needs to keep 200 calico bass, right? You know, it's like take home a couple, and you should be well set there. So full day trips, offshore and islands options next week. So when you're making those reservations, definitely double check you're getting the right one there, all those full day trips. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or you can come down and visit us in person. Get your gear all tuned up. And, yeah, escape, like you said, that a little bit of heat next week. Escape that. Get out in the water and catch some fish.
No doubt about it, Marcos. Great job. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase their famous spices, the rubs, their poke kit. I think they even have a ceviche kit, too. Talking about those trigger fish, right? Stop by their location at Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservation for your fish processing by texting them at 619-255-3128.
Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. They have been since we started this segment. Let's jump back into the phone, Corey.
Let's do it. And Chris in San Diego, thanks for your patience. Good morning.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. With the Hobie guys there, I had a friend named Robert Jacobs. He was a retired L.A. City fireman, and he used to work and sail the Hobie Cats. And I just wondering if he was telling me the truth.
Does it bring back, is memories, Mark?
It doesn't bring back memories to me. I was more in the surfboard world than the sailing world.
Right,
first time I got on a Hobie Cap to sail was only about 10 years ago, and that was the last time. So I'm not really a sailor.
Right.
I just love the history of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a Morehouse.
Right, the name wouldn't be so familiar then.
Chrissy's lying.
Right?
Totally lying.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Did he also say he was at Woodstock?
Yeah. That's the one thing is, you know, you can tell by the book that the Hobie is a family, and it's a very big family with a lot of members, you know, whether it is design, whether it's sales, whether it's team guys, whether it's engineers, guys, whether it's salespeople, you know, everything about it, it's a big family. I have no doubt that your dad was a part of it. And what's so cool is it seems like that family started in the 50s, and it just, you know, that same mentality hasn't stopped today.
No, it's still there in Hobie County. One of the things I love about going to work every day is there's still so much salt in the building. Like the engineering team, they sail, they fish, they're an adventurer. Jim Zarnowski is my boss, and he does the Everglades Challenge every year on an island. And it's a 300-mile sail race through the Everglades.
Come on.
It's just full of adventure.
What? Sick.
Yeah, he's the real deal. He's
Just when I think I've heard like all the cool stuff, it just
that's a crazy one.
And that's your boss.
My boss. He sails all night long, or the whole next day, camps on beaches. You know, gets.
Oh, he's got a skiff over here with Mirage drives in it. You think I'm kidding? He put Mirage drives in a skiff. It's right down over there.
Yeah, so it's great to go to work with just people that are doers. You know, they get on the water and they don't just build the product or design the product; they use it.
And over the years, we've seen team guys that fished with Ron, or guys that worked behind the counter with Ron, you know, guys that are clearly fishing savvy, boating savvy, whatever it might be, and those guys get plucked and they get put onto the team of Hobie, whether it's design or whatever else. I mean, it's not somebody who has a faint interest in it. Like, you pick people that work for Hobie that are just hardcore isn't even an appropriate word to describe them.
100%. We would, way back when we go to trade shows and we didn't have a fishing team, and we go to Walmart and we get fishing poles and put them on the boat to act like we knew what we were talking about, and a fisherman can spot a fake a mile away.
That's so
true. The light bulb went off and goes, we need to hire a fishing team that knows what they're doing to put these boats in the right light that they should be. That was another game changer. You know, you get people that are true.
Morgan and Kevin.
Is Morgan still part of the team?
No,
he's not. Okay.
No.
But Morgan was local dude, worked in a tackle shop, helped Ron at the shop.
It was so funny. He's going to San Diego State.
Yeah.
And he worked at Blue Water Tackle.
Yeah.
And he worked for me. And then he would take my kayaks up to Blue Water Tackle, and they would sell them there.
Right.
And everybody knows Morgan because he had that accent, and he just was so engaging. And
another soulful dude, right? And he was a part of the team for, I'm guessing, 15, 18 years?
Yeah. I mean, he was probably 20 years, maybe.
Long time.
I can remember. And
I mean, Kevin Nakata's dad bought him a kayak for his graduation from high school.
And it was all over from there.
It was. Talk about pouring gasoline on a fire.
That's where it all started.
So those guys, you know, so many of the team up at Hobie Cat has been so involved in it. They have that passion.
Yeah.
And when you work with people that have, like Mark, has passion about it.
You can hear it.
Whenever there's a project going on, I'll say, Mark, where's this going? How's it doing? And you can just tell right away, oh, I'm going to need to buy those. So, you know, we as dealers work with these passionate people that are in business, and that just is that's a fun thing to do, just like Hobie said. You know, if it's fun, it's not really work.
My only problem with you hiring the fishing team is one of my favorite old school memories of the original, you know, really guys fishing a lot out of Fast Lane with the Hobies was all the garage fabrication that happened with tackle boxes and bait tanks.
Garage art.
The innovation of your fishing team guys was so fun to watch, you know, guys creating rocket launchers out of milk crates and just whatever. And, like, that has since become so refined. And, again, that's another thing I love about Hobie is they're smart, man. Like, hey, man, that's a great system. Let's make it even better, and let's make it drop into the boat, and let's make it look like it was always supposed to be there. And now they look like Formula One race cars. Like, everything has its place and its spot. And
you can say that. And the pinnacle of thought in my mind comes to one guy. Chris Minnick. Retired guy, gone crazy, gone youth again. Like bringing the youth back to a retired guy.
Well, you can be a frothing Grom, and you don't have to be young.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I know a lot of guys in their 70s that are frothing Grom.
Chris Minnick, man.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite part about the current boats is you take the customer in mind first. And, hey man, guys are really starting to put electronics on here, so let's make a slight modification to the boat to make it easier. And that wasn't just a pass in the dark. Okay, well, guys, because of that slight modification, now we're running bigger and more powerful and better electronics, so let's change the boat again to accommodate even more so. And you're always pushing things forward. A spot where a transducer doesn't get rubbed might not seem like something to somebody who's just paddling around the bay for a little bit, but to a hardcore kayak angler, that's everything. And you just always push forward. I love it. It's my favorite part about the company.
So they'll come out with something, and I used to say, why do we need that? And now I say, I'll take 20.
Yeah, I couldn't live without that. What did we do before the fins kicked up? What do we do? You know, all the things. It's great.
Exactly.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. Corey?
Great idea, Rick. How about Paul? Paul calling from Orange County. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. What a great, great show. I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here listening to you and Ron and y'all. You guys talk, and I've got a... I sit there making notes. Okay, make sure you talk about this and talk about this. But Ron, you'll appreciate this, and Bart, all you guys, is years ago, I raced Hobie 16s, and after getting tired of pit pulling and getting pitfall time going out toward the bow under the harness, I bought the Hobie 18, and I raced it for a whole lot of years, on oceans and on lakes and whatever. Was a member of a fleet, and Ron. When you first had your first fishing mission, I heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup. I brought my daughter. I think she was 13 or 14 out. We went out of there, and she's actually I haven't been in your store in a long time, but you had a video that used to play up there of the fishing mission, and she was in one of the first ones you had up on the store, and
awesome.
Really got a kick out of seeing that. So what I also want to say is, as a result of that, Ron, sitting in my garage right now, I have a PA-12 and an Eclipse that I bought from you years ago that are sitting in the garage, and I use them all the time during the summer. So I just wanted to say, thank you. And also, I've used the Outback and gone on a couple of the Islander trips and had a blast with those boats. And again, like I said early on, the show's bringing back a whole lot of memories, and I'll tell you also what, Mark, obviously I'm hoping to get drawn for the Hobie Buck. If not, at the end of the show, I'm going to go online and see if I can get one ordered. So,
awesome. It's a great book.
Thanks, guys.
Talking about the Hobie 18, and I'm not a big sailor, but I appreciate it. There's photos in the book of Mickey Munoz and Phil Edwards sailing that boat at Sunset Beach in surf, which is about as insane as you can think of.
No,
because boats fly and you're around a bunch of cables and just
waves as big as the mast. And the mast on that boat,
and they're coming
feet.
Back out and jumping the waves. These guys were like out of their minds.
Pretty much, pretty crazy.
I love it.
And there's pictures of that in the book.
There's pictures.
Well, that's what Hobie used to tell all the guys, like Dick Metz and all those guys. They took a bunch of Hobie 16s or Hobie 14s to Hawaii, and he said, "I just want you to see if you can break them.
Yeah, try to break them.
That's a good way to try.
They'll know exactly where they need to make them stronger. You guys go try to break them.
I love it.
So, like Paul looking for the book, if he's not one of the lucky winners, how do we get a hold of it? I mean, outside of what we have right here, how do we
normally sell it at the store.
Okay.
But I'm sure you can buy it online if somebody's listening from out of town.
Yeah.
Sure, Hobie.com.
Yeah, Hobie.com. And they have a store. You can just buy it. It's a great book. I mean, it's one of those books that if you set it on the coffee table, somebody's going to open that book up and go, you remember when we used to sell Hobie 14s and then we got an 18? Yeah, that's what we all did.
Crazy.
That was like the funnest part or the skateboards or the surfboard. I mean,
Paul's a perfect example of that, how the family extends. And, you know, he started off with the 16 and the 18, and now he's got
I like that because that's what keeps me in business.
Right? Exactly. Fastlane Sailing Center, man. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. So Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat, from the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker, at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tide, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Ron over there just talking all about all the fun, right? It's so cool. I'm, like, honored that... Sorry, Pete, that you're not in studio, but just to be in here with Mark Johnson, the engineering team, and are part of the engineering team, I should say, and Mr. Fun, Ron Lane.
I just didn't know that there was potentially another person who just lived and breathed Hobie more than Ron did.
Right?
And getting to meet Mark has been a lot of fun, and hang out and talk fishing. And, man, it's been fun to hang out and talk fishing and Hobie with you out there. And, well, if you want to get through, it's been a very, very busy morning. One phone line still available at 213-432-1090, but we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those great texts that are coming through on the Let's Talk Hookup app. But before we jump back into that, Ron, at the beginning of the show, you were saying that your most popular item now has become the inflatable series, which blew me away. How is an Outback not the number one thing that rolls out of Fastlane? How is a PA-14, you know, big fishing aircraft carrier not the one thing? And you said the I-Series, the inflatable series, has not taken them out but taken over in popularity. I was so surprised by that.
I was too. And, in fact, I was so surprised when I bought them and then couldn't get any more. And I'm like going, wait,
like,
a minute.
Yeah, you're not the only one experiencing this in popularity.
Yeah, well, the secret's out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like Mark was saying earlier about the construction, we were talking about the early inflatables were kind of forgettable. They were like big hot dog buns.
Yeah.
Took forever to blow up. And they never went back in the bag.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that sound like an inflatable?
Yeah.
They never
it sounds
goes
like
back
inflatable
in the bag.
Everything.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you take it out of the box and it never goes back in, right?
How the heck have you, how am I going to make this look cool if I can't put it back in the bag? So, Gen 2, Generation 2 comes along, and they were, you know, Mark was involved in making these paddle boards that were inflatable. And they combine that. Can you, Mark, talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So it was probably 2008 where we came out with a boat, a stand-up paddleboard called the Sportsman, and it was a three-chambered boat. We meant it to go out in the water and go fish on it. Well, we launched it, and it was really successful.
Hey, when you say boat, you mean stand-up
paddleboard. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
so
a stand-up.
It's a boat to me, too. Yeah. But so we launched it at Outdoor Retailer with some of the engineering team liked the look of it. They took one from the show and cut out and put a Mirage Drive in it, and they were blown away by the performance because it was lightweight, portable, you know, and you could, it's just the performance of it was beyond. The next year they come out with it in the line, or we came out with it in the line, completely killed the stand-up paddleboard. No one wanted that because they had a Mirage Drive. So that's part of like the innovative thinking of the engineering team. It's like, hey, let's take this and make it better.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean,
so
how that, could you
that,
possibly
what
make
you
it
do.
That became the most popular boat for years. And now we have the iTrek series, which is the third generation of that boat. And one of the most popular is the ultralight iTrek 9.
So, in your question was one that we struggle with to get enough product for the last 3 years. And we would run out of these boats. And they would have sold more.
Right.
If we could get them.
It was your most popular, and you couldn't keep up with demand.
Right. Yeah. And the reason is this becoming a blow-up world.
Right.
You know, we've got tighter areas, more people living in apartments, smaller cars.
There's, I'm sure, a lot of people that still, in their mind, when you say blow up, are thinking an old school yellow rubber raft. And
right.
This thing couldn't. This is a race car that's rigid and comfortable and easy to turn and super stable, yet still also somehow goes back into that. It's just, if you're not familiar with this series of boats yet, you really should make yourself one. Because
particularly if you've got an apartment or a small car. Like, Debbie and I like to go up to Mammoth, but sometimes it's windy or we're not in the mood to go kayaking. Well, the boat just stays in the car.
Yeah, no
it's,
big deal.
They're two blow-up, we take I-9s with us.
Yeah, it's a duffel bag.
Yeah. And they just sit in the car. Oh, we didn't use them. No big deal.
Yeah.
We didn't have them on top of the car. We didn't have to worry about them strapped on, you know, looking out at night. You know, like, it's still there.
Yeah, totally.
So we'd show up. Hey, let's blow up.
Yeah, weather's nice. Let's go for it.
Well, the first time we went to Mammoth, I took my bass rods, walked into a tackle store in Bishop on the way up, and bought some stuff to catch a trout. My goal was to catch a trout. And I never caught a trout, you know. And it's funny, to completely different type of fishing. So the guy shows me everything. I said, I'll buy it all. I just got, let's go. And we were up to Mammoth. We parked at Lake Mary. I had both kayaks blown up, launched, and we were on a trout 20 minutes from when we parked the car.
That's
awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, that's how easy.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, totally.
I was cracking myself up. And it was the first day, and we weren't even going to fish the first day because I didn't think we'd have time. But, you know, in the summer, the days are longer up there, and I had this extra time. I go, well, we got to try it. Let's go. You know,
I love it.
Being all jonesing. But that's the beauty of that inflatable. Fits anywhere, easy to store, light. If you want to leave it blown up, you know, it's a super easy thing to carry around. I mean, the 9 is amazing. This ultralight, one chamber, so it folds up smaller.
Okay.
It looks like a luggage bag when you roll it around.
That's great. I mean,
and Mark was involved in hearing all of us say, look, it's got to go back in the bag.
Yeah.
If I can't put it back in the bag, that's not going to work.
I just like that it's, you know, that these series of boats started their life as a, you know, performance, you know, paddle surfboard. Like, I mean, they have their roots in something supposed to go through the water well. Like, that was the drawing board, and then we went up from there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. No, that three-chamber thing, that the I-11, and then now it's the I-Trek 11.
Okay.
That's still one of our biggest sellers.
And isn't that crazy?
So now they've made it a tandem like that, and they have the new Fiesta, which I've been fishing with the grandkids on.
That's so cool.
And there's four seats, four Mirage Drives. And I've seen my son Hayden put six adults. They put two that lawn chair in the back. They had six adults on the Fiesta.
How cool is that? That's so fun.
With four Mirage Drives, they're really fast.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'll bet you're moving.
Yeah, it's an amazing line of boats, and yeah, it is our biggest sellers.
That's cool. Well, the phones are still packed up. Let's jump back in them, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Geez, I feel very fortunate to be part of this Hobie legacy family. Way back in the 70s, my boating partner to this day, he bought a 16-foot Hobie Cat, and I followed suit and bought one also. And what was really funny is he had a little tiny Honda Civic, which is way before your time, Rick, but the thing was like a shoebox. And I towed mine with a classic 10-0 station wagon, 1973. It was really
so your rearview mirrors went between the holes.
So rad.
The whole car did. You couldn't see if you were behind. You couldn't see the car. It was just hilarious. It was so funny. But man, I had some great times. And this day, in fact, this week, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was mentioning how much fun he had back then, and he was very apprehensive about going on this boat. And once he got on, he was just like, oh my God, it was just like the world to him, you know. But I just thought I'd make that little contribution.
I love you, I love you, man.
Thanks for all the stories.
It's definitely a family, there's no doubt. You guys did a great job of that.
So what he's saying is, in the early days, you know, it was like, you know, we're the 80s. Think of it, the 80s. You say, hey, would you like to go sailing with me? That was the line.
You
to get all the girls.
Fun.
Go sailing? Fly in the hall?
Hey, something I remember, too, as a teenager were the Hobie power skiffs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
I had one.
Yeah, right. I mean, they were a really cool skiff. I mean,
I saw one yesterday.
What was the era of that? Because I remember
early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, the colorful hulls. And,
yeah.
And there's pictures of, in the book of them jumping them out at Capo Rio.
Come on.
Of course they are.
Hobie's philosophy, you've got to figure out if you break it and find out what's wrong with it.
Mark, who designed that boat?
Phil Edwards.
Really?
My surfing hero.
Still has the original one on the side of his house.
No way. Oh, man. That's so cool.
Come on. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was opening such a door. That's super cool.
It's a great boat. People still very sought out for that boat.
Yeah.
I fished off one not that long ago, actually.
I used to take mine out to the point out here and surf those surf spots out there years and years
ago. You're talking about the Hobie Power Skiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
I had one of those.
I had
a prototype one that was... It had sandwich foam, like the catamarans are built like that. And, you know, I didn't realize that the anchor locker was kind of fragile. And so as I was pounding waves, why is all this water in the hull? The anchor had poked through the hull inside the anchor, up in the V, the bow.
Well, you're all about finding, you know, they're all about finding the weak links. You found one.
I mean, that's why it was a prototype.
Exactly. We had a great text come through. Good morning, boys. Great show. Having so much fun. My question is for Ron. Is there a way to put a bait tank on an I-11? I love the boat, and I've taken it on mothership trips to San Clemente. Also, my wife and I saw Ron and the boys in July at Convict Lake. They were snowboarding in the morning and fishing in the afternoon. afternoons. When I grow up, I want to be like Ron. That's from Mark in La Quinta.
Oh, no. I'm getting a bad reputation, aren't I? You know what? There is a way to put one on an I-11, but it's not easy and it's not fun.
Really?
Just simple. Take the pump out.
Yeah.
And you got to plug that hole, and then you put the pump on the end of a tube, and then wire it so that the pump stays in the water, so you're pulling around the pump all the time. So it's an external pump pumping into the tank. And you can leave it the way it is and put another pump on it, but I just think that that's...
Did Minnick find the end around for that?
I know. I'm sitting here watching Mark Johnson listen to you, and his brain's just turning in circles. Trying to figure out the next level.
Maybe they'll have one soon.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I don't like dragging a pump around.
Yeah,
Some of the early tanks used to do that. They'd have that external one, and or they'd prime it with a long prime, and it's just not easy to do. And so to answer your question, it's... You can do it. It's been done, but that's maybe just a little more. The guys in the South say the juice just ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah. Right? But you can take a little cooler, too, and 5 gallons of water and maybe recirculate it. I mean, if you just want to carry a few mackerel with you or something, there are ways to do it.
It's easier just to take a bait tube.
Yeah?
They take bait tubes.
Just use artificials. Go have fun.
Well, yeah, of course. I know this guy that can tell you all about artificials.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Well, let's jump back into the phone, Corey.
All right. That sounds like a great idea. John, call from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. Just want to say hi and hearing you guys clear. My questions were, I remember surfing Hobie surfboards at Doheny in the 60s and 70s, and then skateboards went to fiberglass. It was great. But now it's float tubes and stand-up paddle boards. How times have changed.
Well, they have and they haven't.
Right.
I still surf.
Yeah?
I don't use those float tubes anymore. I got an I-9.
And now you're a lot more comfortable.
And way faster.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. I mean, to hear Mark and Ron talk about, like, the legacy, right? Like, from the 50s and 60s and creating fun and being innovative and creating these new ways of doing things, it's still the same way today.
Well, so there's a word that hasn't come up all day. It's a surf work.
Okay.
And if you align logs in the right direction, you create more heat. You're stoked.
Yeah.
And being stoked, I mean, it's like that dad that, you know, takes his kids out and teaches them how to fish for the first time on a kayak or on a, you know, on a float, you know, a stand-up paddleboard or whatever you get out on the water on.
Yeah.
Hobie has a way of creating that stoke. You know, it's like, wow, that's so fun. Let's go do that again. And I don't mind spending money on things that I like to do and have fun with.
Especially things you get to do with your family or you get to do with your buddies or that just and it's providing you exercise. Like it's an all the way around win.
Phew. You get healthier, closer family.
Right.
There's so many joys to all this Hobie stuff. And Mark's the thing that Mark brings to the table, and this is why I was so happy that he came to the show today, was that he sees behind the scenes of how to make it happen and how, you know, how to make this smooth for the dealer. So he's a great liaison between what I do and what the factory does.
And what the team's creating and putting together.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, hey, we don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to sneak another great text through here. A good information one, Ron, that I know your team at Fastlane is so good about getting around. And this is, Ron, what solutions do you have for hauling around a couple of kayaks in the bed of a truck? So many trucks these days are getting shorter and shorter beds where half the kayak's sticking out past the tailgate. Looking forward to your advice, Travis in Oceanside.
20-foot strap. And a red flag.
There it is.
Yeah. Now, that's an easy, the quick answer. We lower the tailgates down, slide the noses all the way up. Where the scupper holes are on the boat, you just weave your strap through those aft, the back hooks in your truck. Weave right through them. Sometimes we stack the boats, and when we stack them, we use a furniture blanket. a loading blanket or whatever, or just little pieces of foam. Pool weenies can work to put one boat on top of the other.
Good idea.
Sure. Yep. And if you weave them right through the scupper holes, they can't slide out.
Yeah, you're
right. Pull them forward. Well, so one strap can literally hold them down and pull them forward.
Awesome.
Now,
simple.
If it's like if it's a 14-foot kayak and you've got that small truck bed, just get a truck bed extender. The ones we sell are kind of Gucci. They're aluminum and they're curved. They're called the T-bone. They plug right into the trailer hitch. Mm-hmm. I mean the receiver hitch, and they'll extend that out so you can strap them in the back, and they keep it from possibly creating a dent where they meet the end at the tailgate.
Yep.
So it just spreads the load a little bit, but only need those on the longer boats.
Okay. I have seen multiple times, you know, we keep our boat right behind Fastlane, and I have seen multiple times you and the team outfitting a car with a particular rack, or showing somebody that has an existing rack, hey, this is the easiest way to get your boat on there. It's one of the things that I love about Fastlane is your service and dedication, whether it be after the sale or to the customers or helping people out. It just doesn't stop when you buy something off of the showroom floor. And I mean, I've seen a bunch of different rack systems that you guys have sold, and here you are too, like, well, if a guy doesn't need it, I'm gonna, you know, here's a tie down strap. You know, we don't need to sell you anything. If this is gonna make your life easier, no problem, we'll fix you up with it. But here's a, you know, you're not worried about an add-on sale of a rack if you teach a guy to do it with just a rack. I love stuff like that.
I tell you, if you teach people how to put them in, it saves you a lot of energy. So that loading it up correctly,
yeah, I'll bet.
That extra time, it also makes them really, really know what they're doing, and so people want to do it too.
Totally.
You know, so it can be very good for you to take that little extra time.
Love it.
All sounds good. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cookup. We're going to find out which caller and which texter has won this awesome tabletop coffee book, man. It's Mr. Hobie himself, right? It's so cool. It's already over, Mark. Can you buy
it? Fastest 2 hours.
Yeah. It is. It's really sad. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedules, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up!
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've got our winners chosen. On the caller side, happens to be Paul in the Orange County. And on the texter side, Mark in La Quinta. They're going to be super stoked on getting that. And if you're willing to come down to Fast Lane Sailing Center, see Ron Lane and pick the book up, he's going to add a shirt in there. And if you want it mailed, it's simply done. It's already in the box and on its way without the shirt.
But go down, go down to Fast Lane, man.
Oh, come down. We got to meet these guys.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Come down, check out the showroom. Maybe get a look at the sandwich next door. And hang out and get yourself a new boat.
Yeah. You may end up with a new kayak, you know.
You never know.
It's a great place to hang, no doubt about it. Boys, this was such a fun show. Crazy how fast 2 hours flew by us. But, man, if somebody wants to come pick up a new boat, all the great information of everything you're doing at Fast Lane, Ron, how do we find you?
Just give us a call at the shop at 619-222-0766. And if you call, we can also share with you the the sale prices that we got.
That's
going on.
That's what I was going to say. The big sale happened right now.
I mean, we just never have a sale like this, and it's never been this deeply discounted. So
that's awesome.
If you're thinking of buying a boat, do it now.
Now's the time.
And Mark Johnson, again, can't thank you enough being part of the design team from Hobie, sharing so much cool info and history into what is just such a rad family and company. We really appreciate it, everything you do.
Thanks, you guys.
Love to have you come back.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you both.
Awesome. Really appreciate it. We really appreciate
you
listening.
Thank you, Ron.
No doubt, Ron. Thanks for everything. A big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app and Christian keeping us on the air this morning. Another great show coming for you tomorrow morning. Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine will be here. We're going to be talking Parker boats, sport fishing, having a great time. And when you come back next Saturday and Sunday, another couple of great shows as well. But we'll be looking for you tomorrow morning with Nick Kelly. It's 7 to 9 a.m. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.